Anybody who was there who is not reflected as present? None. Page 2. Page 2, opening welcome, housekeeping issues. Any comment on page 2? No comment. Page 3, which is the last page. Those are the candidates that we interviewed and we adjourned and we agree that we are meeting today. Any comments? Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Manana, Honorable Lesoma second. Minutes are approved. Can we move to the item that we have just included here on the legal opinion? Honorable members will recall that we almost, this is the second or the third legal opinion that we are receiving about the process, because we have always wanted to make sure that every step of the way, whatever that we do it, we comply with the legislation, we comply with the law. And the Legal Services Division has been very helpful in terms of giving us opinions. And we have always insisted that those opinions must be in writing and they must be available to the members. So that is the legal opinion in with respect to the interpretation of Section 10 of the NYDA Act. Now, the person who drafted the opinion did indicate that she's not available this morning because there's another litigation matter that she is attending to, but she will be available later on. Or if you want us, if the committee wants further clarification on some of the aspects that she's raising here, she can be available. So I don't know any of the staff members who's willing to present this opinion. Content advisors. Yes, that's what I was saying. But I want somebody now to present the opinion because we can't wait for her. Unless if there's questions, then we can then wait. I've gone through the opinion. I received it yesterday late. It's pretty straightforward opinion about interpretation of Section 10, which talks about disqualification of candidates. Mm. So it's simply about that. It says if we want to disqualify a candidate, it must be on the basis of those four areas, which has been, is it four or five?
Four.
Which has been stipulated there. So, honorable members will remember that we received a report from the State Security Agency on the screening and vetting of the candidates. And there was one candidate who was having a criminal record, and there's about four candidates who had adverse credit records. So we did put it through them, although it was a bit uncomfortable, and some commentators were saying, no, we shouldn't have done that. But we agreed as a committee that we are going to put it to the candidates and ask them to confirm or to dispute the outcome. Most of them did respond, and some confirmed, I think some were not aware and they promised to follow up. Almost, I think all or four of the candidates did write to Parliament to indicate that some of those who were not aware about those adverse credit records send us documentation which confirmed that they've entered into some settlement agreement and that they were not aware of that. And then there was one instance where a candidate produced proof from Vodacom which indicated that the amount which was owing was settled long time ago. And the candidate who had a criminal record sent us some kind of documentation that indicates that she's in the process of reviewing or appealing that. But basically in terms of the legal opinion, because I see the content advisors is not willing to, are you willing to take us through? No, the content advisor. Okay, you want to give it a try?
Yeah, but I will just stick to what I've read so that I should not deviate from what is written by the legal service. Just to draw attention of members to particular, let's say, if you look at, without looking at the whole opinion, if you go to the application of the law, and then we start from the point, I think it's from point 10, on page 5. Well, what is written there is that as the committee has already done, afforded the opportunity to the candidate to clarify or explain themselves. What the legal opinion they are saying is that in terms of section 10 of NYDA Act, is that the committee should not, unless if the court of law has found a particular candidate guilty, that's when the committee can decide on whether the person should be disqualified on this process or not. But if then the court of law haven't found any one of the candidates guilty, then it's upon the committee to decide whether they should consider that person to serve in the board of the NYDA. So that's the essence of that paragraph on number 10. So I don't know if members want to say something.
Okay, let me help you. Now, there are four grounds in terms of section 10 under which a candidate can be disqualified for recommendation for appointment as a member of the board. The first ground is if that person is an unrehabilitated insolvent. And the opinion explains what is an unrehabilitated insolvent. It explains on page 2. The second ground is if a person has been found guilty of a criminal offense in respect of a charge of theft, fraud, forgery, perjury, and an offense in connection with the promotion, formation, or management of a company, any violation of the PFMA, or any offense involving dishonesty. And the person has been found guilty, has been in prison without the option of a fine, or fined more than the amount prescribed in law for such an offense. That is the second ground for disqualification. The third ground And of course, the opinion says the disqualification is strictly limited to the offence listed in section 10, subsection 1b, and will not, by way of example, include other offences such as assault, rape, or murder. So, which basically means that a convicted rapist is not excluded from recommendation to serve in the board, just as a way of an extreme example. The third ground is a person who has, as a result of improper conduct, been removed from an office of trust. That is the third ground, and the opinion explains what that means. The fourth and the last ground is if a person has been declared by a court to be mentally ill or unfit to hold office. So those are the four grounds under which, as a committee, we can disqualify any candidate. And if you look at all of them, the committee has got no, will have no basis in law to disqualify any of the candidates that we have shortlisted, that we have interviewed. Even the person who has been convicted for assault, assault is excluded from the grounds of disqualification. So just to clarify that one, honourable members, and I think we are clear on what the opinion says. Unless if there's any other question. Any question? I see the lady who drafted the opinion is here. So if there's any question, I'm sure she will be ready to take the question. Ms. Fatima Ibrahim. I think the opinion is clear. Do we then agree that the opinion is clear? So all of the candidates that we've shortlisted, that we've interviewed, cannot be excluded on the basis of Section 10 of the NYDA. Okay. If that is clear, then let's move. Can we move to item 5, which is appearing on item 4 in your agenda, but obviously it should be item 5 because item 4 was the opinion. Deliberation, consideration and adoption of the Ad Hoc Joint Committee report. The report has been distributed to members. I think as we deal with the report, we will then take it page by page. We will deal with the report because the report is just the basic structure of recording what has happened. And of course, on the names, we'll just park that for a minute and then come back to that discussion about the recommended names. So we're going to take this one very slowly, page by page. If there are any additions, we'll allow additions, corrections, whatever amendments that members would like to make. The first page. Any comment on the first page? Nope. Can you go to the second page of the report? which basically is just stating the facts about the membership. The third page from number four on the process undertaken by the ad hoc joint committee. No comment on that. Honorable Kaula.
Okay. Just wanted to double check from our committee secretary that the membership of the National Council of Provinces is composed of 8 members or 9 members. Because I see 8 here listed.
Okay. Two and three, no?
Oh, yes, yeah, there's an omission.
Secretary? I can speak to it now.
Yeah, thanks. Can I Honorable Kaula, can I come back to you? Quickly check the records and come back to the committee.
Yeah,
thank you,
sir. Any further comments? So the secretary will look at this on the composition and then come back. Or do you want to make a quick addition, Honorable Kaur? Who is missing there? Who's missing? Okay, we'll come back to that. Yeah, it's just a matter of reconfirming. Remember, you must speak through the chair. Né? If you want to say anything, just raise your hand. Okay, that will be sorted out, I think, later. Page 4. Page 4, I see a number of hands. Honorable Mpambo Sibukwana.
Thank you, Chair. I've raised my hand when you were still in page 3. And you did look at me and I thought you took notes.
I didn't see that, Honorable.
With your 4 eyes, I would have expect you to have noticed me.
Yeah,
I'm raising this.
That kind of comment is not going to help you. I'm telling you, and I'm warning you. You did make that snide comment in the past, and I did say to you that I take exception of that comment. And I'm warning you now. Please don't do that. If I didn't see you, you are recognized now.
Okay,
you can raise the point that you should have raised on page 3. We will allow you to do
that. Thank you, Chair. I'm raising this as a matter of concern and urgency. I had previously said my initials are not GM. Hey, you're starting again. It is TG. It's consistent, and I had specifically spoken to the person who writes the minutes. Please. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, please correct the minutes. The initials is TG, not GM. Page 4. Honorable Kasim.
Jefferson. Thank you. In previous discussions that we've had, it was in fact said by the chairpersons as well that the objections that the Democratic Alliance has would be allowed to be noted in the report. I believe this is the relevant section of the report that we would want our objections to be noted, and we'd appreciate if those objections as to the process of shortlisting are noted.
Yes, I think you did say that. We did accept that your objection should be noted there. So I think we can do that. I did phrase it. I don't know whether staff members did not pick up that. I did propose the formulation about that. You didn't pick up the formulation that I proposed. I'll write it down and give it to you. It's in the minutes of the previous. Which one? Oh, it's in the minutes. The minutes of which?
24.
Mm. 24.
Oh, yes, page 3.
It is not yet. We waited to hear the report.
Page 3. Page 3 of the minutes. Eh? We're confirming the minutes of the 24th. Yes. We've confirmed them, but we're just looking at what was raised there. Yeah, your objection, Honorable Kasim, is recorded there on 2.3. So the issue you are raising is whether that objection must be included in the report. Okay, is that what you are raising? Yeah, you can speak.
Chairperson, this is the report which is going to finalize our work as a committee. Now, of course, the committee in its majority will adopt the recommendations and the findings of what is the decision on the committee, and we've got no problem with that. There are issues that are noted in these minutes, but as to our objections itself, it includes these issues with regards to, for example, geographic spread, etc. It is also objections, chairperson, co-chair, on the process which we've raised, and Honorable Marais has raised as well previously, for example, that he was not able to nominate more than one person, that no member was able to nominate more than one person, etc. So the objection that we would like noted in the report from the Democratic Alliance, chairperson, and we can provide that wording to our staff members as to what it is that they are objecting to. As the Democratic Alliance in this committee. But essentially, it includes these issues, is to say that we do not agree with the shortlisting process. That's all that we have noted, and we appreciate that that has been noted, and the process can continue from there.
Okay. I think the point that you are raising is that objection which is appearing on the minute must find reflection in the report. So I think that is for the members to briefly reflect before we determine what should happen. Honorable Tango.
We want to believe that item 2.4 that DA wanted the minutes to reflect that they were not in agreement with the decision to shortlist 14 candidates for the interviews. They said at least 21 candidates should have been shortlisted. I would want to believe that that being the text which we agreed to in the minutes covers that. Safe to say then if the addition would be that they nominated one and wanted to nominate more than one as a member. But I think that that objection succinctly covers what it is and can find a discussion in the report.
Okay.
Well, and then 2.5, I suppose.
Yeah, 2.3, 2.4, I think 2.5. Any comment? Honorable Lesoma.
Chairperson, because they want that to be recorded, that spirit should be captured under.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. Okay. Thanks, Chair. I think for me, I would suggest that feeling of the DA that was expressed and adopted in today's when we are adopting the minutes of the 24th can be captured in a summary version at the end of the conclusion and appreciation, not necessarily the recommendation, because it's just for observing that it must be recorded and it won't do any harm, Chair. Thank you.
So, okay, you want to say something?
Only one mic here. Okay, officials. Mine is in with regards to, I don't have any, like to make an addition as well on that part of the conclusion. It should also, 2.6 also should take expression on that in the summaries with regards to that. So that the 2.6, I'm proposing the 2.6 also should find expression towards the conclusion as well.
2.6
of the amount.
Okay.
Further, I don't know, in summary, that in the summation that's going to be made, for you to reflect that having nominated two candidates, they still felt that there should have been more nominations.
Yeah, no, I agree on that.
Okay. There are two issues, honorable members. The minutes were already confirmed. So we can't add on the minutes. So, yeah, the issue is whether we incorporate the objection that has been raised by the Democratic Alliance in the report. And I think members are saying they don't have an issue if they somehow that issue that has been raised can find expression in the report. That's what I hear from Honorable Lesoma. And the co-chair says it must further also include what the view of the committee was. So we agree that we are going to add that objection that was raised. And we further agree that we will then include that, what is it? 2.6, which explains the attitude of the committee in respect to that. So we'll find a formulation and then we'll finalize that one. Page 5. On page 4.
My apologies, I'm not trying to take you back. But if you have listened carefully to the point raised by Honorable Member that side, capturing of it, I think it's proper, because if you are just saying they just objected, it will reflect as if they never participated. So I think he has tried to put it smart, to say having nominated two candidates, if it can be captured that way, so that you
I think
don't
we agree.
Okay,
I think we agree that there must be context to that.
Perhaps the minimum smart, I am lost.
Yeah?
Smart.
Smart.
Yeah.
What do they call in performance management? Simple, measurable. And
yeah.
So we agree. I think it was just an emphasis, I think, on Honorable Mohapi. Can we get to item number, page number 5? Honorable Lesom.
I apologize, Chair. I'm still on page 4.
Page 4.
The second paragraph from the bottom is just an English, that one. Parliament supports staff prepared a draft guideline because it was for the ad hoc committee to agree or not, and it is engaged on that one. Draft must be added there.
Okay. So you add that it must be draft.
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
And
it's page 4 on paragraph 3. Is it 3 or 4?
3.
Paragraph 3. Parliament support staff prepared, you want to say draft guidelines?
Yes, sure.
Okay. It's fine. Honorable Soma again.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Second point, Chair, that I would like to talk to is that somewhere before we go for the 25th, there must be a reflection that captures the minutes of the 24th in respect of 1.3. That's one, in terms of the, let me just go to the minutes of the 25th, 1.3, in respect of the uncomfortability of members in the conduct of Honorable Kasim, that it must be followed up, because if it's not captured there, then it will lose, because our lifespan, as the report is going to be 86, it will end and it will cease to exist.
Which 1.3?
Okay, may I repeat myself, Chair? I'm requesting that before the 25th of January, which is the last paragraph on page 4, there must be an expression that captures the minutes of the 25th of January, 1.3. And secondly, Chair, the other one that has to be captured is the spirit of the meeting of the 26th, let me just make sure. The one that deals with BMF, Chair. Also, it's captured in the report. It must be captured also the spirit of our reaction to the BMF letter as recorded in the minutes and adopted today. Thank you.
Thank you. Those are the two comments, Honorable Kasim and Honorable Mkot.
Chairperson, I don't have a problem with that, but I think if that is the case, with regards to 1.3, it would be fair to then capture 1.2, otherwise it wouldn't make sense in its entirety, because it follows on from 1.2, and then 1.3 is with regards to what the co-chairperson responded in that regard. So I just think if that is what the committee would like to do for inclusion purposes, it would be fair and make sense to capture the substance of 1.2 as well.
Okay. Honorable Mkoto.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Kleng, after that.
I think I maybe starting with the proposal that is made by Honorable Kasim, I want to differ, because like I think in the initial voice, the one that took us back to the minutes, we dealt with this better. So you can't really go back to that point in the manner in which Honorable Kasim want to do, because we have already resolved on it. On another point, Chairperson, I want to make a proposal that we also consider point number 2.7 on the minutes. About our own observation and the
effort.
Is it at 24? Yeah, it's looking for 2.7 as part of the observations that are made by the committee on that matter, on which which reflects on the conduct of the DA and the EFF regarding the process. I think it has to be highlighted. But Chairperson, I just wanted to ask a question, whether it's really necessary, like, let's go back to the issue of shortlisting. If a party made a proposal or a member made a proposal and there are several proposals on how to deal with shortlisting, and eventually the committee agrees on a particular mode in which we are going to do shortlisting, do we really have to capture even all the proposals instead of us capturing the final decision of the committee? Because I think it makes sense to reflect on what the committee finally agreed upon, because there were so many proposals that were put on the table in terms of how many people should we, shortlist. And then today we have to put just out of the many proposals we picked the one of the DA and reflected in the report. I think it's really unfair, because some of the people, they had numbers that they wanted to be, to be taken as a, into the basket.
Okay,
so it becomes unfair. Let's stick to the decision of the committee. And we know that in a discussion, we will have different views, and ultimately we converge into one decision. So I think it's one thing that we have to reflect in the report, instead of reflecting the minority views, unless we are building cases for something else that we really don't know. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, okay. Let me just comment quickly on your question, because I think you raised it as a question. The other point, we'll come back to it, we'll allow members to engage and then determine a way forward after engagement. Remember, honourable members, this we dealt with that day when we had a when we finished late, was it the 24th? And the point which was made is that the minutes reflect the deliberation and the decision of the meeting. It does not reflect verbatim everything that was said.
Mm-hmm.
But we also said, if a member or a party, in this instance the DA, if they request that their objection must be minuted, it will have to be minuted. Because they are requesting that, please minute our objection, this is the objection that we've raised. We can't refuse that, it must be reflected. It will be reflected, but the minutes will also reflect what was the view of the majority of the members in the committee, which is what has happened on the minutes of the 24th. Just to answer you on that one, that if we say it's a system of parliamentary democracy, if a party says minute my objection or record my objection, it has to be. We can't refuse the right of parties to request that their objection must be recorded. But on the second issue, I think colleagues are deliberating once we are done, and then we'll determine our way forward. Honorable Tlengwa.
No, thanks. I'm on a different point. I'm sorry to take your question. I apologize. On page 3, the second paragraph from the bottom, the one saying, on the 2nd November 2016, the presiding officers from both houses of Parliament re-established the Joint Committee. I'm not so sure whether that the presiding officers is the House, because this resolution was taken by the House. It's the House that reconstituted or extended the mandate.
Mm.
So if that can be captured, otherwise it's a discrepancy. Unless there's a legal framework or ambition which prescribes that framing, but I just think, Chair, that you could reflect
Well, I was trying to check on the legal officer. She's left the room. So our legal capacity keeps on existing and not existing at the same time. But yeah, I think you're right. The house established the ad hoc committee. It is a house that established.
Both houses.
And re-established both, yes, both houses. Both houses. It may not be on the same day. I think on the 7th, 2nd, was it?
No, it was before.
Yeah, so I think you are right, Honorable Cheng. That doesn't need a legal opinion. Honorable Kaula?
I'm on page 4. The second paragraph, third line. Something in my school fees tells me that is wrong. That sentence starting with prior shortlisting. Maybe sounds right if you prior to shortlisting. It can't be prior shortlisting. And then the last paragraph on the same page, second line, the sentence starting with during the interviews, that 13, I want to bet that it is wrong. It says all 30 teams.
Oh, God.
Huh? Again, my school field tells me something is wrong.
I think your school fees, you are deriving value from your school fees now. Honorable Mkongi?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I wanted to propose this as a last issue because it will need consistency in the world document.
Where?
I'm saying I thought I was going to propose my proposal as a last issue.
Okay.
Because it will talk about consistency in writing.
Mm.
You know? Because some of the things are written in law. It's not because of we want them to be written that way. For an example, in page 1 you find that the ad hoc joint committee, you know? Mm. On the appointment, what. And then when you go to other pages, it's written joint committee. So I'm not sure whether we need to say here and after referred to as joint committee in order for person to follow if it's not in law. But if it's in law, we must use that because we're going to talk about joint committee, and there's nothing like a joint committee. So I just wanted that because it might be consistent. There have been joint committee up until the conclusion. Do you follow?
No, you are right. You are right. There must be consistency. I think there's the very important point. If you want to say the ad hoc joint committee, you must just say that throughout. Unless there's somewhere where you abbreviate here and refer to, probably. But I think you can just use the ad hoc joint committee everywhere. Okay. I was gonna get a comment on the issue that was raised by Honorable Lesoma Kasim and Honorable Mukot. Honorable Manal.
My school fees as well. Let's use the apostrophes and all those things because if we adopt these meanings without any apostrophe where it's supposed to be, let's go on page 4, on the paragraph 4. The committee agreed on it. Let's put the apostrophe there. It's housekeeping rules.
Why is that? Where are you?
On the
paragraph 4.
Page 4, on the last
what?
Paragraph.
Of what? Of the report?
It's housekeeping.
It.
Or in the minutes?
On the report.
Honorable Manana, the
no,
minister.
No, 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 it's fine, it's fine.
Hmm. On the report.
No, yeah. We're checking your school fees.
Where no. Is in the report?
No, it's fine. I withdraw. Let's continue.
Okay.
Okay.
I suspect that you are on the minutes. Can I get a comment so that, oh, Honorable Coche?
No, thanks, Chair. With regards to what Honorable Shuma have raised under the minutes of the 21st, I think that to me what will most suffice is it's on the minutes of the 24th, page 5, 7.1 and 2, because it's where the resolution of the committee with regards to what the chairperson on the 21st have raised regarding the, actually the chairperson was just briefing the Honorable Katsi with regards to the resolution of the committee of the previous day. So I think what is important is the content, what the committee has resolved upon on that matter, that we as chairperson, we should act upon the matter, and I think that it must reflect on the report so that it can be taken up by the two presiding officers. We can be a chairperson of the council and the speaker of the NH. Thank you.
Okay. Let me try and summarize this one. Honorable Lesoma is saying what is appearing on 1.3 in the minutes of the 25th must find reflection in the report. And Honorable Kasim says we must not only take 1.3, we must also take 1.2. So that 1.3 is following on what is 1.2. now, obviously, 1.3 it's following on 1.2. Because that was what the chair was responding. But it may lack some context, because the context of this is that there was a tweet which was made by Honorable Kasim on the meeting of the 24th when the ad hoc joint committee was in committee. And we read the tweet and members reflected on the tweet. And there was a decision that was taken that the chairpersons must follow up on this matter because the committee was not happy about the matter. So I think it should be more reflecting best in the minutes of the 24th about that tweet. Yeah. Which is correctly reflected at 7.2 on the minutes of the 24th. And I hear that is what the Honorable Lesoma says must find reflection in the report, which is 7.2. Now, when we present this report to both houses, that will be the end, not of us, but that will be the end of the life of this ad hoc committee. So anything arising from there, then it will have to be taken up by other structures in Parliament, not by us. So this investigation, and this following up, it cannot be done by us because we are concluding. So you must guide us what we must do, how it should be reflected there in the minutes. If you think that, not in the minutes, in the report, if you think that must be reflected in the report, it cannot be referred to the co-chairs because we are will not be there, so you must refer it to an appropriate structure, and if we think that it must be done. So I'm going to open it up just to get some suggestions. But before I do that, I see Honorable Cassin's hands has been raised, and then Honorable Mukongi will follow.
Chairperson, I mean, you must also guide us here if we are opening up new discussions for the report, if that's the case, or if we are reflecting what has been discussed and asked to be noted previously. So then we have to be consistent in that regard. If we open up new discussions, then we should do it throughout the report. And if not, then that should be consistent. However, on
okay.
This
moment... Can I just briefly speak to that before
sure.
You proceed? There is a proposal that we must include something that is appearing in the minutes. It's not a new discussion. It's something that a member says must be reflected in the report. And that's why I'm saying, as it is here, we cannot say in the report that the co-chairpersons must follow it up, because the co-chairpersons will not be there. That's simply what I'm saying, Honorable Kassim. It's 7.2 in the minutes, which I'm saying it has to be a context of what was appearing the following day. Proceed.
Yeah, that is why I say, Chairperson, are we opening up for new recommendations? If we are saying it must not go to the co-chairpersons, we must say it must go to someone else. It's a new recommendation. Because that is what has been reflected in the minutes. That was the decision of the committee, as is reflected in the in the minutes. Whatever that is decided here, that's fine. My input is to say that it shouldn't be either 7.2 or 1.2 and 1.3, but it should be the entire to provide context to both sides, Chairperson. And that is what I'm requesting to say. If we're saying the Honorable Lesoma had proposed that we include 1.3, I said that if that is the case, then it should include 1.2 as well, because that is where it follows on from. And Honorable Manopoulos says, well, we should include 7.2. If that's the case, then we should include 1.2, 1.3, and 7.2, because it follows from 7.2 to 1.2 to 1.3 in that order of what has been minuted and what has been asked, because I remember specifically asking for that to be reflected. And I ask at this point, Chairperson, that if that is going to be reflected, that 1.2 should be reflected as well in the report.
Okay. Honorable Mukongi, and then I think Honorable Chemwa will be the last. If you still want to follow Honorable Kaula.
I just wanted, before Chairperson, to caution the meeting about what you are doing. But because of you have already adopted the line of march, I wanted to add 1.4 after that 1.3, in order to, because you are raising a very fundamental question. We are dealing with the report to Parliament. That is what we are dealing with. We are not dealing with minutes. Now, in the minutes of the meeting, it was suggested that co-chairpersons should deal with this matter. It's reflected in the minutes. Now we are writing a letter to Parliament. Therefore, the language and the style of writing is supposed to change. Now, I want to propose that when we conclude, after the co-chair noted the remarks and so forth, that is 1.3, to say the ad hoc joint committee recommends to Parliament through its appropriate committees, that is Ethics Committee, to investigate the behavior of Honorable Kassim, whether it was parliamentary for such a behavior. Now, you are anchoring, I mean, the whole sentence, whether you put it all the arguments, but the issue must anchor and suggest it to Parliament, how must Parliament... So now we are taking out the chairpersons from the process. Parliament should take up the process.
Honorable Shango.
The one in Kong read my mind. I was fearful of the situation we will end up duplicating the minutes in the report. I would want to believe that a recommendation in the line in which it has been suggested would suffice. I want to believe an investigation is done. That will be read together with the minutes.
and it will be read together with Hansard and so on. Otherwise, we might as well take the minutes and put a one-liner on the cover page to say this is our report and attach all the minutes. So
okay.
I want to believe that a summary of what happened captures it and for it to be read against the minutes. Thanks, Jack.
Okay. There's the proposal which exonerates both chairs, co-chairs, because we can't be following up on this thing. It's no longer going to be. but Honorable Mwabe and Honorable Leso.
No, it's nothing much but to support the proposal made for record purposes.
Come again?
I'm saying I want for record purposes support the proposal made by comrade next honorable Kogi and also stressed by honorable Kulebo. My
it's fine, it's honorable comrade.
Fine.
Honorable so.
No, thanks, Chair. I'm happy we're done to this one. There is another point that I raised, Chair, around the which I would like it to be captured in a very summary way without confusing anything in terms of BMF, that we should show that we did also take notice of their letter, notwithstanding any other matters. And I think if Honorable Mkongi then will fit in terms of the school fees sentence. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. you say we must deal with the BMF letter which has been dealt with. Do we want it to be on the report, or this does it suffice in the minutes?
I don't know. I'm just raising it in the spirit of transparency and participatory democracy, as it were.
Yeah.
So I'm putting it on before the meeting to say let's apply our minds.
Mm.
Because also having listened to the radio interviews in our days, also they still raise an issue. It would look like we'd never take them any notice, notwithstanding
okay.
that at a meeting where the minutes adopted, we did apply our minds on their letter. Thank you.
Okay. What is it that members are saying? We want it in the report or it suffices in the minutes?
In the report.
It must be in the report.
Mm.
Okay. It looks like that's a popular view. Honorable Jihad.
An emphasis should also be put forth in the report, because if you check the content of the letter, was more about contestation with regard to compliance issue. Perhaps if we must find space of clearly outlining that the committee has assured everyone that it has complied with the provisions of NYDA in terms of the criteria. Thanks.
Okay. I don't know where we reflect on the opinions that we received. Is there a sentence that talks to that? Because this opinion is the second one. What is the opinion? Is it the second or the third? It's the third one. Yes. I think it's important just to reflect the fact that at every step of the process we are receiving legal opinions. And we were acting in compliance with the opinions that we are receiving. I think we must include it there. So that to cover that we have done something illegal or that was wrong. Okay, I guess we are fine, honorable members. Or last one.
Yeah, I don't want to ask it crudely, because it could be the proposals from Jefferson and the staff. You have recommendations here.
Mm-hmm.
Page 5.2 and 5.3. Are we on the same page?
Yeah, we are. We are. Yeah. We're almost on the last. He's the last person to speak on the report.
Yeah. I just wondered, because these issues, they came in the process, and it's what is the experience that we have. No? Yeah. And then there was a recommendation that came sharply. I'm not sure how do we deal with that. The question of moving from Section 75 to Section 76. How do we deal with that situation?
5.2.
Yeah, it's 5.2, 5.3, and then I was proposing 5.4. But I just wanted to clarify first.
Shouldn't we expand on 5.2? That process of amending must also look into the possibility of moving
from 75.
From section whatever that you are proposing. Can you just expand on this 5.2 if you are comfortable with that, Honorable Kogi? Okay. Honorable Kasim, and then Honorable Kaula, you'll be the last, and then we get into the deliberations.
Chairperson, as I understand it, I mean, we're looking at the report, and then we're going to deliberate on the we are going to recommend of the 13 people who were interviewed. So when I read Section 6, the Joint Committee is confident that all candidates are recommended for the appointment, etc., etc. Are we not prematurely adopting a report before we ever know who are the candidates that have been recommended, unless that decision is already taken somewhere else? So I'm just asking, Chairperson, are we...
No, you are right. Let's suspend number 6. We'll come. We'll just confirm it as we confirm the names. Yeah, I think you are right. Procedurally, we must first deliberate. Kaula?
No, thanks. I thought we were still fine-tuning the report.
Okay.
I'm on page 5, recommendations.
School fees is at work.
Yeah. School fees is at work. First paragraph, line number 2. Resolved to recommend. There's nothing like that. can we sort that one out? 5.2, who should is repeated 2 times there, so it's wrong again. And 5.3, second line, and takes that S there is wrong. So if we can attend to all those small onion issues.
Okay. So we are done. We're suspending number 6. On the conclusion, we'll deal with it. No, 5 and 6 are fine. I think we are proposing that the Act should be amended. They have a consultation, because to avoid that discussion that we had the first time, must we include requirements which are not in the Act. So the Act must be very clear, so that we don't have to have another discussion after 3 years or then the next Parliament. So it must just be clear. So we're suspending number 6, and then we are now going to get into the deliberations. Before we do that, I think we can have a 5 minute body break. Before the body break.
Yeah, just a small onion, which I think from where I'm sitting is important for record purposes, is that what we're dealing with is a draft standard writing of the report.
Mm.
Hence, there's nothing sinister in terms of that one within the draft 0.6. However, we are going to be dealing with that after we have dealt with the name.
Yeah.
Just for record purposes, because it will seem like it has
procedurally
been taken,
I think Honorable Kasim says let's not approve this before we get into the names, which is fine. I don't think there's a problem with that. Okay, 5 minutes. We're back at, shall we say, 11:30?
Wow. Gracias.